this next few minutes here that I wanted to have for the private group meeting is in a different non-censored environment. You can say whatever you want. And I think what would be nice for them is just, this will be a week after the main show, to introduce the idea of trauma and how it connects to the physical body, with maybe any examples that come to your mind and what you mainly do to help somebody that walks in, or, well, you, not in a physical office now, but online, somebody says, I want to talk to you. And they usually mention a physical problem, right? That's what they're aware of.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do? I mean, what kinds of examples of problems come in, and what's your response to them, as to kind of give people a feeling of what an appointment is like?
You know, so I'm going to use one of my clients that I'm currently working with, and I'll say that she's a bit of a hypochondriac. I hate saying that out loud. I love her to death, but, you know, she has a hangnail, and she'd be on the phone. It's like, Dr. Rita, I got a hangnail. Do I have cancer?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, because she would immediately go into this, like, I'm going to die place.
Yeah, that's interesting. I've seen that too.
And then I laugh at her, and I tell her she's not going to die.
At least not immediately, right?
Yeah, not this week.
Yeah.
And, you know, so one, kind of help her get through, you know, this stress response that she has going on, you know. And I have been working with her, you know, dealing with, like, putting out fires for a long time. And so she finally decided that she didn't want to do that anymore. You know, she didn't want to be upset.
Yeah.
Every time she got a hangnail, you know. And so I've been working with her probably a year now, and we get together once a month. You know, I have some clients that do more often than that, but with her, it's once a month. And she has gotten to the point that she's had some things going on, you know, and she hasn't freaked out.
Wow, that's amazing.
You know, I mean, she went through a phase where it was like, well, you know, I had this thing happen. She goes, but I knew I had an appointment with you next week, so I figured I would just wait until next week.
Could always panic later on instead of right away, right?
And that was a few months ago, you know, but now she has some other stuff going on. And she was like, well, yeah. And she just kind of like navigated through that, you know? And so we kind of, I mean, I do energy work, you know, so I'm going to say in a very generic sense, you know, like a Reiki kind of energy work. What I do is much deeper than that. But for people that are familiar with energy work, that's a very simplistic way of explaining that. And then help her to understand, like, what the thoughts and emotions and beliefs that are under there and what the pattern is, you know, and give her, you know, I give her writing assignments to work on, you know, like, well, why don't you explore, you know, what this is or what that is, you know, so she can kind of co-create her own healing. And she is doing so good. I mean, like this past week, she has to go get a bone density test.
Okay.
You know, and so if it had been a year ago, she'd be like totally melting down. And, you know, and so where her meltdowns were a 10 before, you know, she's at like a 3 or 4.
Excellent. Much smaller meltdowns.
Much smaller, you know, and I don't have to like talk her off the ledge. You know, we just have a discussion about it, and, you know, and it's good. You know, and I've seen that with other people, helping them to process through behaviors that they don't like, process through, you know, different things, you know, by combining, you know, kind of talk, I don't want to say talk therapy, but, you know, conversation with the energy work. I feel like it really helps people move through stuff. You know, I had a client a number of years ago who was seeing me on a pretty regular basis. And she looked at me after the third session and said, you know, I've been in counseling for 15 years and you got to the bottom of what took 15 years of counseling in three sessions.
Wow. How does the energy work come into that?
So energy work helps to get our life force energy, our chi, moving. And so when there is a trapped emotion or a trapped belief, a limiting belief, energetically, it appears in the body as just kind of like a lump of energy. You know, it's just like coagulated. I mean, it's kind of hard to, you know, there's what goes on in my brain and, you know, trying to.
Yeah, I'm just trying to get a feeling like if somebody was watching you, what are you doing?
Okay, so if somebody's watching me, and this is really bad, so I have a video, like if you look on my website, and there's a whole page on energy healing and what a session's like, and there's a video of me being filmed by a news crew. And so what I'm doing, and this is why I like
to get on the phone. Yeah.
So if you're watching me doing an energy work session, I'm sitting there with my eyes closed, and I'm up kind of close here, and I'm going like this, and I'm moving stuff, and my hands are going like this, and I'm yawning. And I mean, it's quite the production, you know, but what I have found is when I yawn, it's because I'm discharging a bunch of energy you are now discharging, like my body is reflecting your body discharging.
Okay, so that's all after you make some kind of a basic connection to the person, right, at a distance. How do you do that?
I just have them say their name and then I just start.
Then you just start feeling it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But again, you know, there's kind of a process, you know, or I'll ask, when I'm doing energy work in particular, it's like, okay, so what do I need to do? You know, so I'll be drawn to work on a particular part of the body, or sometimes I'll be drawn to working on an emotional energy that is stuck somewhere, you know, or sometimes I might clean out their meridians, or, you know, people are like, well, what are you going to do? It's like, I never know.
Right. Well, that's good if you come in with no preconceptions at all. Mm-hmm. How much of the time do the people that you're working on feel it when you're doing that?
You know, it really depends on how sensitive the person is, mm-hmm. you know, so if they're sensitive, they always feel me. I would say maybe 25% of the time, you know, worst case scenario, they usually feel much more relaxed at the end of a session.
Okay. And is it silent while you're doing that? Or, I mean,
yawning.
Except for that, I mean, are you talking and saying anything or not?
So when I'm doing a straight energy work session, the way I personally prefer doing the session mm-hmm. is I call you up. It's like, hey, we're going to do the session. Is there anything you want to focus on? Especially if it's a person that I'm working with on a more regular basis, okay. you know, to resolve some stuff. What do you want to work on today? You know, just a quick check-in, you know, with what's going on. Right. And then I hang up the phone. They go get into a comfortable spot, you know, sit on the sofa, lay on the bed. I don't really care. Put some soft music on. I don't really care. Because their job is to just relax.
Right, right.
You know, because if I'm not engaged in talking, then it allows me to go into a deeper state, a much deeper meditative state, and work on a much deeper level on them. You know, and so I can do it and talk to them on the phone, but, you know, I don't want to say it's distracting, but I can tell it's not as deep.
Right, right. So silent is better.
Right. But I take notes. And so at the end of the session, when we reconnect, because I feel it's important for the person to be validated, like we started here and now I'm calling you up and we're ending, you know, versus, well, I'm going to do it today. And you don't even know if they've done it or not. Like I don't operate that way, you know, but as I'm working on them, you know, things will come up, beliefs will come up, emotions will come up. There'll be situations where energy just isn't moving. You know, it wants to move, but it's not, you know. And so I communicate whatever comes up for me that I would normally vocalize you know, on a piece of paper, and then I share with them whatever that is.
So you're, when you see blocked energy like that, you're reaching into it and relaxing it and letting it move again?
It kind of depends on who the person is. You know, sometimes I, you know, when you're doing energy work, it's really about visualization and intention. And depending on who the person is will depend on what you can do. You know, some people are much more sensitive to it. And so with some people, I can just do like a Reiki type projection, and I can just like hold the energy and that's all it'll take. And then there are other people I can like literally like bring a backhoe in, you know, and a pick and, you know, like, a, you know, break it down and throw it out, you know, because their body will let me go in and do that.
Right. So you have to see what's appropriate for each one.
Right. You know, because even with energy workers, there are some that will like bring the backhoe in and the person's body is just way too sensitive to it, right, and create not good results, you know, and I'm really about, I'm listening to your body. I mean, I had one client, no lie, that all I would do was adjust her first chakra, adjust her grounding, and then sit with her and talk to her. Because that's all her body can handle. You know, I'd be like, well, can I do anything else like internally? And I'd be like, no. Like, okay.
Okay. Well, that's great that you're tuning into the individual situation like that. Mm-hmm. Instead of bringing a preconceived agenda, you know, that you have to do the same thing to everybody.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's some stuff that I do that's pretty basic, you know, give them a grounding cord, you know, align their chakras. I mean, there's, you know, I'll say like some basic maintenance that I'll do on everyone.
Right.
You know, right, but not, you know, for the most part.
Okay. All right. So people who want to explore that further, go to the website, right?
Soulhealer.com.
Soulhealer.com.
Yeah.
And the books are there too.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And lots of articles.
Okay, great. Plenty of educational material, right?
Yes, sir. Yes,
sounds sir. Good. Thank you. That was really interesting, Rita. And I hope a lot of people will get in touch with you as a result.
That'd find be out great. More.
Okay, hold on. We'll say goodbye in the break here. Okay.